Excuse me, at this time the call has been recorded. Thank you.
Would you like me to do a roll call for you, Steve?
Yes, please. Go ahead, Glenn.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the RAAB, RAAB team call. On the call, we have Tatia Kamsova, Michele Nilon, Avery Doria, Steve Metellis, Mason Cole, and for staff, we have Liz Gaster, Marika Cornix, David Giza, Margie Milam, and myself, Glenda Sengeri. And we cannot get Siva Mutasami on the line. We have apologies from Cheryl Langdonor. Thank you very much, Steve. Over to you.
Thank you very much. I think we've got a couple of people waiting in the queue to get in to the call, according to our chat. Christina and Staten. So hopefully the queue. Christina seems to be having a problem, so I hope someone can help her with that. Thanks for everybody.
I think it might be because the number has changed. It's not the usual number.
Right.
Shall I resend the details to the list?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Thank you. Okay, I think thanks to the to hard work from Margie and the rest of the staff and many other people, we got our initial report posted on time, in fact, early, I guess. I think our deadline was the 31st, and I think it was up there the previous Friday. So it is up there for public comment. The last time I checked, which was earlier today, there had been a grand total of zero public comments, so I guess everybody's perfectly happy with everything that's in there so far. And the people who aren't happy, we'll hear from later. So I think the order of business that's before us, obviously once we get some comments in, we'll have to be looking at those and dealing with those. But for now, I think the only order of business we have is to plan our presentations in Brussels, and primarily the plenary presentation that is scheduled for 17:30, I believe, on Monday, the 21st. And it's currently entitled something having to do with law enforcement amendments to the RAA, which I think is a little bit narrower than what we had been talking about, which is really all of the, you know, the proposals in our initial report. But obviously there is a lot of interest in the law enforcement proposals, and I think our understanding was that that would be one of the main focuses of the discussion. So I guess I'd like to solicit people's views about how we should organize this. I think we have a 90-minute slot. Not 100% sure of that, but I think unless somebody has information to the contrary, I think we can plan on a 90-minute slot. And I do hope we can, whatever format we use, we can make sure there's plenty of time for questions and comments and interchange with the floor. As I said, this is in the plenary, in the big room, so I think we would probably have a pretty big turnout. I did speak with Bobby Flame from the FBI a few days ago. He has suggested that there be two opportunities for two law enforcement agencies from two different countries to speak. I did encourage them to take a look at our initial report, which of course he had seen, and to respond to the proposals that were there. So that's the request I've had so far, and I guess we need to figure out first: are we just doing sort of a conventional program where we have presentations and then open the floor to questions, or do we want to have some somewhat different format? And in either case, who will be our presenters, and how do we plan to to do this. I see Avery had her hand up. Mason is also in the queue, and I will invite at any point if the staff has comments or if I'm not right about any of these logistical questions, I'm sure the staff can get in the queue too, and or just let me know. So let me turn it over to Avery, then Mason. Did anybody else want to get in the queue at the outset here? If not, Avery, go ahead.
I don't know whether we're going to decide to have specific speakers from law enforcement. If we do, I believe that there's going to be an attendee granted in her own capacity, but who is a member of EFF, an employee of EFF. And I would definitely like to reserve equivalent time for those who aren't specifically law enforcement and willing to speak about any of the civil liberties issues that may be on the other side of the coin from law enforcement. If we don't have speakers, that's not an issue. But if we decide to have specific law enforcement speakers, I'd like equivalent time for civil liberties speakers. Thanks.
Okay. Mason?
Thanks, Steve. I just had a question. Pardon my ignorance, but the session, does it have a specific desired outcome of some kind?
That's a good question. I think... Everybody there?
Yeah. Yep. Still here.
Still here.
From my perspective, I'll obviously anybody else may have a view on this, but I think there were two objectives. One is that there was a specific request from, as I understood it, from the registrars to have a discussion or dialogue with law enforcement about some of their proposals, some of which have, in somewhat different form, ended up in our initial report. So that was one, to have this, you know, obviously law enforcement is going to be speaking in other contexts in the meeting, and the registrars will be meeting, but I thought there was an interest in having the registrars and the law enforcement kind of on the same dais and some interchange on these points. The larger purpose, I think, is just to acquaint people with what's in the report, encourage them to read it, and to offer comments on it. Obviously from the floor, but also there's a written comment period that goes through July 9th, or I think it's July 9th.
Okay, that's helpful. And just for everybody's benefit, Bobby Flame and any of the other law enforcement colleagues you'd like to bring along have been invited to our stakeholder group meeting on Tuesday as well.
Oh, they have. Okay.
Yep.
So you'll have some of that. You'll have that dialogue there.
Yep. So we'll have two sessions of dialogue with him.
Okay. Thanks. Anybody else with comments at this point? David, your hand is up, and Margie confirmed that we have 90 minutes for the session. David, go ahead.
Yeah, Steve, just a quick suggestion for the group. You know, perhaps the title of the session ought to align with the title of the report. You know, this is really sort of an overview of the proposals for, you know, possible improvements to the RAA. And so that might give the audience a better descriptor of essentially what they can expect during that 90-minute session.
Okay, good point. Yeah, I think we agreed that we probably need to change the title, and I would certainly be happy to have it be Proposals for Improvements to the RAA, which is the title of our initial report. I see a few check marks, but let me just open the floor to anybody who wants to comment pro or con on the title. Okay, not hearing any negative comments, why don't we ask the staff to make that change or have that change made in the agenda. So Proposals for Improvements to the RAA. Now, I think Avery's raised a point. I guess I would hear that as partly, what are the circumstances under which non-participants in the sub-team should be designated speakers, and we have suggested that or I have suggested that law enforcement be given an opportunity to speak, because I thought that that was one of the purposes of this, was to have the dialogue with them. And I guess Aubrey is suggesting that we also have a speaker, a non-sub-team member speaker from a civil liberties perspective. Let me just, you know, let me just see if anybody has any reaction to Aubrey's suggestion or to the slightly broader question of non-sub-team members as speakers. Margie has her hand up. Anybody else want to get in the queue? Margie and Aubrey?
I wasn't commenting on it. I just wanted to mention that Cheryl Langdonor couldn't make the call today, but she did indicate she'd be happy to participate if you want someone from the at-large community. She just wanted to make that clear that she certainly has an interest in participating if we want her, but and I can give her details later, but she's, because of her schedule, couldn't make it today.
Right. Thank you. Aubrey.
Yeah. I mean, I don't disagree with keeping it to sub-team. I just think that if law enforcement is invited to speak, I think any time law enforcement is invited to speak, it's remiss not to invite the other side of the coin, which is civil liberties side of it. So if there are no invited speakers, then it's not an issue. I have no problem with invited speakers, you know, per se. Thanks.
Okay. Does anybody else want to be in the queue? Okay. Well, I guess one point was that I suppose that the registrars, at least I certainly got the impression that the registrars saw themselves as another side of the coin to the some of the law enforcement proposals. Some coins have more than two sides, though. I recognize that, although I don't usually spend those. But Michaela has his hand up.
Yeah, I was just going to agree to with your point there, Steve. I mean, part of the thing with this is that it's law enforcement that's driving some of the more problematic possible changes or requests for change. And one of the problems that, from my perspective, is trying to understand what the spirit of those requested changes is, because what we have at the moment is just some, you know, dead text, whereas actually being able to engage actively with law enforcement in this kind of face-to-face type meeting would be very helpful mm-hmm. to understand exactly what they're trying to get at.
Okay. Mason?
Yeah, I just wanted to echo what Michaela said. You know, up until recently, even after the law enforcement's proposed amendments were made, the registrars didn't have a particularly active dialogue with law enforcement, and it was sort of a repeat of my opening question about desired outcomes. We've had a couple of discussions with law enforcement up to this point about what sorts of experiences they have had in using the domain name system to track down the bad guys. And I know that most of the registrars don't have the benefit of that insight, and you know, we're looking to do that. I mean, the registrars want to understand what the desired outcomes are for anybody proposing an amendment to the RAA. And on the other side, maybe there's a six-sided coin, I don't know, but you know, from our point of view, you know, we need to understand more about that so that we can understand and make understood the operational impact that has on our businesses. So, you know, some changes may not be as easy as they might seem, and we don't want that to have any kind of negative impact on registrants or our customers or our companies, frankly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Let me see if there. I mean, there seems to be support from the registrars to inviting law enforcement speaker or speakers. Let me just ask if anybody else has any objection to that. I know Aubrey has made the point that if they are invited, she would like someone else invited too. But is there any objection to law enforcement speakers being invited for this program. Aubrey.
Yeah, I'll go stronger. I have a very strong objection if a countervailing civil liberties policy is not presented. It's not only that I think it should be, it will be a matter for strong protest if only one side of the civil liberties issue is allowed to be presented by law enforcement in an open session like that. I understand that in the registrar session, where they'll merely be talking about how best to serve law enforcement techniques, you know, questions or how to understand them or whatever, that's a different issue. But in a larger venue, I mean, we've seen this before. The first ICANN meeting I ever went to was a stage full of law enforcement with absolutely nobody to counter it, and it was shockingly disturbing. So, yes, I would object to law enforcement without counterbalance, and civil liberties counterbalance, not just registrar. I mean, not just the registrar perspective. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Aubrey. Michaela?
I mean, with all due respect to Aubrey, I mean, I can understand what she's trying to get at, but at the same time, you know, it's almost as if saying that the what the registrars are concerned about is something completely different to what she might be concerned about. I mean, the thing from our perspective as well is probably very similar to the concerns that she has. It just sounds to me as if the way Avery's putting this is almost as if we, the registrars, have a completely different point of view to anybody else, which I don't think is a fair reflection of reality. I mean, if for example, law enforcement wanted us to implement some of the more extreme measures that they've mentioned in their documents, then it would have a very negative impact on pretty much the entire system. I mean, not just registrars, it would affect just about everybody.
Thank you, Michaela. I see Christina has her hand up. Let me just ask if there's anybody else that wants to get in the queue. Go ahead, Christina.
I don't have an objection to having a civil liberties representative participate in the debate on the implications of amendments that are, in fact, proposed. But I don't think we're even there yet. And I think at this point, given that law enforcement has been part of the dialogue, there was a formal communication sent by several national agencies, and I think on behalf of the governments from those agencies to ICANN, and the session is really intended to elucidate what is the outcome of our subteam in terms of what is being proposed and how we got there. I don't think that this is the right forum for that. I'm not saying that there isn't one. I just don't think that this session is the right one.
Okay, thank you, Christina. Any other comments at this point? Okay, well, I should point out that I think I hope everyone agrees that however we structure this, we should make sure there's plenty of time for members of the audience to speak and to engage in a dialogue with the people on the dais. I would agree with Christina's point that really the purpose of this is to focus on what is, you know, the list of topics that's being proposed by the sub-team, and the law enforcement people were a part of that, although not formal members of the sub-team. So I guess my suggestion would be that we limit the speakers on the dais to sub-team members and law enforcement representatives, but that I think we definitely do need to get the civil liberties perspective into this, and that the mic, you know, the comments from the floor will be the vehicle for doing that, and I hope that we will allow, you know, let's make sure we allow plenty of time for comments from the floor, because I think we're going to get a lot of interesting comments. So that would be my suggestion. Any comments on that? I see Aubrey is opposed to that. I was trying to, characterize what I thought was the thrust of most of the comments here, but the floor is open for any further discussion on that. Okay, let's talk about our speakers. I think when I sent out the notice, it seemed like a list of about six speakers, as it was presented in that paragraph. And this is just a notional list. Obviously, we can change this. My proposal was that I start off with a synopsis of the sub-team's recommendations. There would be two slots for, I suppose then it would also be good to have someone from ALAC, which Cheryl has volunteered to do, since this was a joint GNSO-ALAC event or affair. Then I listed two slots from law enforcement because that's what they asked for. That doesn't mean that we have to agree to that. A slot from the registrar representative. Somehow I ended up with six there, but I going through that, I only see five, so maybe I've left somebody out here. First of all, who else should we be thinking of? And second, I guess the one question would be, how do we identify who our specific speakers will be? And for example, who will be the registrar speaker? Any comments on this? Mason and Staten have their hands up.
I defer to Staten. he's much more eloquent than I'll ever be.
I was just going to nominate Mason to speak on behalf of the registrars.
That's what I get for letting Staten go first.
Yeah, I mean,
we'll make that mistake again.
Yeah.
I unfortunately am not actually going to be in Brussels, so I would tip my hat to my friend Nathan and McKaylee too. If there's a spot for two registrars, I think both could be there to speak on behalf of the group.
I'd be fine doing that. I'm sorry, Steve, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yep, I'd be fine doing that. If there could be spots for two registrars to be accommodated without too much trouble, I think that might be useful. I know that McKaylee has a better technical grounding in the operation of the registrar function than I do, so it might be useful to have that point of view as well if that can be done.
Okay. Did anybody else want to be in the queue? Okay, well, let me ask, are people comfortable with a more or less conventional format here with presentations followed by questions from the floor, or should there be some opportunity for panelists to question each other? I don't want to cut into the time for the floor. I think that's really important, but do people have any thoughts about the format one way or the other? Okay, no particular thoughts there. Then it's easier to do the more conventional format. And I think if we can get these presentations, over fairly quickly, then could probably, have time for questions and so forth. I guess another point is, who's going to be the moderator of this? Somebody needs to be the traffic cop for calling on people at the mic or posing questions if that seems to be appropriate. Is that something that the staff would undertake to do, or how do we suggest that that be done? Okay. Okay. There don't seem to be any thoughts on the moderator either. I'm wondering at this point of whether it would make more sense simply for I'd be glad to circulate and I apologize I didn't do this before this meeting, but to circulate just a straw man of how we would format the program and ask people to respond to it on the list. I'll also prepare. I mean, I'll also circulate the slides that I'll prepare to give a synopsis of our. Of our recommendations. I don't think I'm going to have time to go into any detail on, or very much detail on any of them. So it's really more or less a list of our high priority items and then a slide on the process issue, I guess, and that would be about it. But maybe it would be better to just for people to just react to that on the list. We don't seem to have a lot of people forthcoming as to on the call here. What do people think about that suggestion?
Steve, I'm sorry, I don't have my hand up.
Go ahead.
I think this is probably true for everybody else, is like the window of time that I have left to work on ICANN stuff before I actually have to go is closing.
Okay.
So I personally would prefer that if we can try and work it out in the next 15 minutes that we do that.
Other comments on this?
Hey, Steve, it's Margie. May I comment?
Yes, please.
Cheryl mentioned she'd be happy to moderate if that was something that you know. I mean, I'm sure she should be also chiming in from that large perspective, but she certainly suggested that she could do that.
That's a good point, yeah.
And then I also have comments on the time. Given we've got 90 minutes, and the report covered a lot of stuff, I assume where we wanted to spend most of our attention was on the amendment process versus the registrant rights charter. But I just want to at least raise that with the group because, taking time to discuss the charter issue, I think, would just, take precious time for those who want to really focus on the amendments.
That's a good point. I kind of assumed that the focus of this session was sub-team B and that maybe the sub-team A material was being discussed elsewhere, but I could be totally wrong about that.
Yeah, it isn't, but it doesn't need to be. I think we can just make reference in passing that the report also covers, work related to the registrant rights charter, but that's not the topic for this discussion. And if you'd like, Steve, I didn't prepare a slide because I wasn't sure which direction we wanted to go, but I'd be happy to take the legwork on that and circulate something by close of business tomorrow if that would help you guys to look at the framework and the content.
I would certainly welcome that. I would certainly welcome that offer. Let's see. Avery has her hand up. Did anybody else want to be in the queue? Go ahead, Avery.
Okay. I'm already obviously very disturbed about how this meeting is getting arranged, but that's beside the point. I think you have to at least mention registrants' rights. I know we don't really want to talk about registrants' rights, but I think you have to at least mention them and mention that there was work done on them in the overview and allow questions on it to sort of totally repress the notion that there's registrant's right, an issue there, a notion of continuing discussion on that just compounds the injury that this workshop is becoming. Thank you.
Thank you, Aubrey. Other comments on, I guess there are kind of two suggestions on the table. One is Cheryl as the moderator, and Margie is correct. I now recall she did offer to do that. And the second is how we deal with the registrant rights issue sub-team A. I guess my feeling is it should be included in the presentation, and if people have comments on it, they'd be welcome to make them. I don't feel prepared to really go into much detail on it, but perhaps, Margie, is that something that you can reflect in the in your slides?
Yes, I definitely can. Not a problem.
Okay. Other comments on on the format or on the speakers? Okay, well, let's see. What I think we have in front of us is, and I'll ask for people's reactions to this, is Cheryl moderating, Steve presenting a synopsis based on slides that Margie will prepare and circulate by the close of business tomorrow, and obviously subject to comment and modification. Two law enforcement speakers. I heard two volunteers from the registrars to speak. And then open to the floor to comments on anything that had been presented, questions, dialogue, and so forth. Does that capture what we've been talking about here?
This is Avery. Please also capture somewhere in the notes my very strong objection.
I think that should definitely be reflected. And again, I would say I hope that there will be a robust dialogue here, and that we can get through this first part in plenty of time to have that dialogue. I mean, I know it's a plenary session, so hopefully it'll have a big turnout. I know it's at the end of the day, which is not.
I'm going to try and get a whole campaign started about this meeting.
Okay.
So there should be good dialogue.
Good. Okay. Is there anything else that people would like to bring up? If not, we'll look for Margie's slides by the end of the day tomorrow. Please weigh in with any comments on those, and Margie could also prepare something, I guess, to go up on the on the website regarding this program, as well as the change in title that we've agreed to. I will make sure that we have the names of the law enforcement representatives as soon as possible, and we'll split up the time here to make sure that there's plenty of time for discussion. Okay, unless there's any other business or any other points that people want to bring up, which this would be the time to do it. If not, thanks to everyone for participating. Safe travels to all those who are traveling. By the way, please also tell the people that you work with that there will be remote participation for this session, and encourage people to take advantage of it. It's at a time that's probably pretty conducive to participation through a number of time zones, so hopefully we will get that too. And I guess... Margie, I don't know exactly what the setup is going to be as far as making sure that the moderator is made aware of questions from remote participation, but whatever the system is going to be, we need to make sure Cheryl, if she's the moderator, knows about that so that the remote people can get their questions in.
Sure, Cheryl, I'll make sure we get that coordinated.
Okay, great. Thanks, everyone.
So long.
Bye now.
Bye.
At this time, that concludes today's conference. You may disconnect. Thank you for your attendance.